Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture. He's Andy Murray from What Culture, and we are here with your after news. In a little while, we're going to tell you what happened when CM Punk reopened shoot season specifically on Wrestler Court. But let's start, Andy Murray, with some major developments surrounding Ronda Rousey, the Royal Rumble, and WrestleMania 38.
Yeah, basically our fantasy booking from this morning's video is about to come to life, it seems.
What's that? Another correct prediction for Adam Wilborn?
Oh, what a shock. The guy who's never wrong was not wrong again. It's amazing. So it's a report here from Dave Meltzer on today's episode of Wrestling Observer News. Newsletter.
After he watched the news
on Ronda Rousey, who we learned earlier through the Fightful Select story, talking about bringing her back, talking about putting her in the Rumble. We then learned from Dave in the Daily Update, the Wrestling Observer Figure 4 online thing, that she was basically locked in for WrestleMania. Now, pieces have all come together, and on Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer reporting Ronda Rousey is not only going to be in the Royal Rumble, she's going to win the Royal Rumble. She's going to wrestle Becky Lynch at WrestleMania 38. So we unpacked this. It's, you know, not something that will necessarily go down particularly well for people, I think, who are maybe hoping for like a Bianca Belair or another fan favorite. I do think there's an element of risk there. Dave spoke about that a little bit on the show as well. But apparently this is part of WWE's plan. They want to get more mainstream attention to the event. Who else are you going to call, you know, in the absence of Dwayne Johnson, than Ronda Rousey, the biggest mainstream women's wrestler that WWE has ever had? That's pretty much what there is to it. We've covered the guts of the previous stories this morning. Now, I guess we can just kind of unpack what we think of this. I'm going to let you go first.
Yeah, I will say I am slightly disappointed for Bianca Belair because it does feel like they did her a little bit dirty. Like, here's Becky Lynch back, right? We'll get the title off you. You can have a few rematches. There'll be some shenanigans, but we're just kind of sliding you out of the title picture. Having said that, maybe you do something else. Maybe she is the one who challenges Charlotte Flair, for example, which I think would be a sensational match for a world title. Although, hey, we're getting Lita versus Charlotte. Who knows what's going on with that? Having said all that, the fact that WWE have actually, 3 years too late, given us Becky Lynch, or are going to Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey one-on-one for a world title at WrestleMania, probably a WrestleMania main event, one would suspect.
That's the thing,
I think is great. And yeah, I think it's fair to say that as much as we are giddy with excitement in the What Culture office for the Royal Rumble, as everyone is, regardless of what happens, it was kind of hard to pick standout contenders for this year's Rumble, particularly on the women's side of things. It was basically Bianca Belair or bust. Yeah. You know, the men's side of things, like you say, you could book Brock or Roman or, Big E, people like that. Maybe Damian Priest finally gets a bit of a push. But no, it's not going to be the case. In the women's side of things, it was very much like you could make an argument for Rhea Ripley, but God, they booked her terribly recently. Yeah. And in terms of like lighting up attention and getting eyes back on the product as we head towards WrestleMania, who better than Ronda Rousey? Yeah. You know, she gave birth in September, I believe we said this morning.
Quick turnaround.
Hell of a turnaround for her. But also a nice sort of, you know, cyclical thing with Becky Lynch of like she created the man, then it sort of has overcome her and she's become a parody of herself a little bit. And it's like, you remember the person you had to create to beat me? Well, I'm back, bitch. Yeah.
Bring now, it back.
Now I want the title back. Yeah, I love it. And I think it's going to do wonders for them. And I'm very excited to see Ronda back in a wrestling ring.
Yeah, I'm 100% into this. Discussed a lot of this morning, but I thought Ronda's first one was great. It makes the women's match a little bit more exciting as well. It introduces just an X factor to the fold. Like you said previously, it was like maybe Bianca wins, maybe Bayley comes back.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Bayley. Yeah,
maybe Lita wins, or maybe she just eliminates Charlotte Flair. And like you say, like the possibilities with Charlotte being in the match are that you can come out of this anyway with your two title program set in stone. If Bianca comes out of this and has eliminated Charlotte, and Ronda wins the match, that's pretty good. It's pretty good either way. You've solved two booking problems with one stone there. Yeah, and look, it's a main event. 100% it's going to be one of the main events.
Yep.
We saw it last year. We had Sasha and Bianca on one night, and then we had the triple threat for the Universal title on the other. I think they'll go for the same configuration again.
Yep.
If I was a betting man, I'm not, but if I was... Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch on one night, and Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar on the other. Pretty good, man.
Let us know your thoughts on Ronda coming back and winning the Rumble and going to WrestleMania in the comments. And we'll give you our other story. I mentioned it earlier. CM Punk shooting on Wrestler's Court. Now, Wrestler's Court, of course, you may be aware, Dutch Mantel sort of generally accepted to be one of the guys creating it way back in the 1970s in Jerry Jarrett's Memphis territory. Easy for me to say. It morphed into something... let's just say entirely different years later, JBL, Taker, all those sorts of stories. And yeah, CM Punk's had his say on it on Twitter. Someone tweeted him regarding this, saying, "You're going to land yourself in Wrestler's Court for stealing his gimmick." To which CM Punk replied, "Wrestler's Court was the most insecure, small dick energy, average white man embarrassment to the wrestling business shiz of all time." What do you make of Wrestler Court?
Tell us what you really think, Phil. I agree with him completely. Like, obviously, look, we're not pro wrestlers. Look at us.
We've got a What Culture Court, though.
Yeah.
And I am judge, jury, and executioner.
No one's ever been in
Would
it.
Would you? Need any advice from a junior minister?
Stop it, man. Stop it. I think Chris is the guy for that impression, but
he is.
Yeah, I
Chris
agree.
Chris Thompson, shout out. Yeah,
as someone who's never been anywhere near any of the wrestling business or whatever, I totally agree. Like, it's part of that old boys pro wrestling mentality, isn't it? The stuff about paying your dues and listen, if you don't shake Hardcore Holly's hand the right way for 50 straight seconds, we're gonna piss in your bag, new guy. Take that. It's just bullying, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exactly
like,
what it is.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is, right? The thing is, when I first heard about the concept of it, like when we had WCPW, for example, and I was introduced to the idea of, like, you shake everyone's hand.
Sure.
You know, and there was, it's astonishing to see, you know, the wrestlers who could have quite easily just been like, piss off, above all this, going around instead. I like that, the code side.
Sure, yeah.
And to a certain extent, you know, making sure people stay on the straight and narrow and what have you, and, you know, oh, you didn't pay for fuel or whatever it is.
Get that cocaine out of here, wrestler.
But when it gets to the point, like you say, where it's like, ah, no, you have to buy beers for everyone forever, or we're going to, like you say,
carry my bags,
piss
get
in
my
your
coffee.
Shoes or something.
That's bollocks.
Just, I'm not a fan of it. It slightly terrifies me, if I'm perfectly honest.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I think he's got a point, and I don't think it really has much of a place in 2022.
Yeah, I got no time for any of that old stuff, like hazing and all these old practices that were considered the industry norm. I'm sure this will upset some of the more traditionally minded viewers, but hey, look, it's just our take on it. Screw all that bollocks. It's bullying. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So fair play to CM Punk. Get them telt, chief.
Small dick energy, average white man embarrassment to the wrestling business.
On that note...
just nailed it. Let us know your thoughts on that and the other new story from today in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. You can follow Andy Murray on Twitter at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Haggis again.
Oh, happy Burns night. Don't burn yourself too much. You can follow me on Twitter. Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. For now, this has been The Afternoon. My thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.